Sexuality and Education. Education forms the building block to leading healthy lives. Spaces for education therefore constitute vital spaces in the lives of many children. 3. These spaces may be either formal institutions such as schools or centers for non-formal education. For access to educational spaces that are based on values of equality, diversity, kindness, and respect can shape children and young people's lives in an affirming manner. For education to be holistic and affirming, they need to nurture safe spaces for children which are free of discrimination, abuse, and ridicule, and help them grow into confident people who are able to make informed decisions about their lives and bodies. In order to nurture safe spaces, schools must keep in mind the values as enshrined in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child 5 UNCRC. Efforts must be made to enact and effectively implement child protection policies to prevent and address violence and discrimination in any form, including bullying. Steps must be undertaken to prevent child sexual abuse and violence whether at homes, school environments, or any other spaces, including cyberspace. Children and young people must be able to learn about safe and unsafe touch, and be able to seek help from significant others in their families and the school environment. Quote, information provided through CSE must be rights-based and not confused with individual or community standards and codes of morality. End of quote. For education to be holistic and to adequately prepare children and young people for their lives, it is important that comprehensive sexuality education CSE 6 be included in the education system. According to the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States SIECU, CSE includes age-appropriate, medically accurate information on a broad set of topics related to sexuality including human development, relationships, decision-making, abstinence, contraception, and disease prevention. 7. CSE focuses on enhancing knowledge about bodies, menstruation, puberty, reproduction, relationships, diverse genders and sexualities, prevention of and addressing sexual abuse and violence, and prevention of sexually transmitted infections STI, including HIV and AIDS. Information provided through CSE must be rights-based and not confused with individual or community standards and codes of morality. Page 5. CSE is important not only because it would help children and young people to prevent sexual abuse and diseases, but more importantly because they have the right to information that deals with their lives, and it allows for important conversations on respect, diversity, and consent. It also helps young people grapple with confusions and fears around sexuality and identity formation, as well as to develop an understanding of and respect for all people irrespective of the sexual or gender identity for their choices in marriages or relationships. Inclusion of CSE ensures that young people are able to make informed decisions about their own bodies, choices, and live through age-appropriate and accurate information, build and sustain healthy relationships, and develop into confident people in charge of their lives. CSE should also be made accessible for all, thus information related to CSE must be made available and accessible in different languages and available in education systems irrespective of geographical location, caste, and class. It should also be made accessible for young people and children with disabilities through Braille, sign language, and other creative models of education. Implementing CSE is also dependent on facilitators to impart such education. Teachers and facilitators must therefore undergo rigorous training on the content of CSE, and attend refresher courses to stay updated on new information and knowledge. This is especially important to address traditional, religious, and cultural beliefs that look at sexuality as taboo. Trainings must focus on teachers and facilitators gaining knowledge and addressing their own concerns with regard to sexuality, and getting more comfortable and confident discussing these issues with young people who would be looking up to them for information and guidance. This should also be made available to special educators, including those reaching out to young people with disabilities. Educational spaces must thus work toward the enabling and affirming language and environment among people about diversities in bodies, identities, expressions, and desires. It is therefore important that schools are accepting of diversity, including of children with different sexual orientations and sexual and gender expressions and identities. This could also be reflected through the presence of anti-discrimination and anti-harassment policies in school. Quote, educational spaces must thus work toward enabling and affirming language and environment among people about diversities in bodies, identities, expressions, and desires. It is therefore important that schools are accepting of diversity, including of children with different sexual orientations and sexual and gender expressions and identities. End of quote. An intersectional approach would ensure that there is a commitment to making schools safe, especially for girls, children with disabilities, trans children, and other vulnerable children. This could be achieved in various ways, including availability of counseling services for all children, and enforcement of rules against violence, abuse, and bullying. Trans children may experience specific disadvantages in accessing toilets that are for either males and females 8, which must be addressed through provision of trans-friendly toilets, as well as facilitating an environment of non-discrimination and respect for diversity. Sexuality-related barriers that often may have an outcome on school dropouts must also be addressed. Examples include provision of sanitary and hygiene kits for young girls who are menstruating, availability of clean and accessible toilets for all children including girls, children with disabilities and trans children, and addressing school dropouts due to adolescent pregnancies.